say amen. Amen. The church say amen again.
Amen.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord this evening. Good song, Jalen. Singing that good song this evening. We say, mention robe and crown. If you heard from our scripture reading, we're talking about the rich man this evening.
All right.
But he didn't have no mention robe and crown.
Right.
You're right. So, this evening, our scripture reading was taken from the book of Luke in the chapter 16. And we're going to start at verse 19. And I was thinking on the way, I knew I was going to preach this evening. I was thinking the way to follow Bert Kuykendall, Lauren Kuykendall this morning, because he did an outstanding job this morning. So I thought about it, and I said, well, I'm not going to be able to follow that. I just got finished eating, so I was like, well, I have fed sumptuously, and I thought about the rich man, so I said, let's go eat about that. So we can start at verse 19. And it said, there was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar by the name of who? Lazarus, which was laid at the gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which had fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So this evening, the title of my lesson will be Desiring to be Fed. Desiring to be fed. You know what? This evening, we living in a time where there's a recession going on right now. But most of us are blessed with things that a lot of people don't have at this time. We are truly blessed to have all these things that God has provided to us. And a lot of times we take those things for granted. And we feed sumptuously every day. And we have clothes on our back every day. And sometimes we take those things for granted, not knowing that these are gifts from God. And a lot of times, as in verse 19, it said there was a certain rich man. He was clothed in fine linen, not just regular linen, but it was what it said. He was in what? Purple. Purple. You ever seen somebody walking down the street in purple? Just purple. He knows he's something, right? Either he's tacky or he's rich, one of the two. He was in purple linen, and he fared sumptuously every single day. And he looked good. That's what it is. He looked good. But a lot of times that God has blessed us with things that we have and opportunities to give back to others. And a lot of times we don't do what we're supposed to do right with it. Brother Larry said this morning, Galatians chapter 6, chapter 6, verse 10, that when we have an opportunity to do good, we need to do good to who? All men, especially those over the household of faith. And a lot of times we pass up our own people with these blessings that God has given us. A lot of times not recognizing what God has given us. We're too busy about worrying about what God has given other folks or why God is blessing him or her, but not worried about why God ain't giving me what I got. We're too concerned about what other people got and what other people have. And you need to be concerned about what you have. Bible says, but before the grace of God, there go I. A lot of times as Christians, we're selfish. Selfish. As Christians. Christians. You read in the Bible, Jesus went everywhere, healing the sick, preaching the gospel, his disciples, his apostles, giving. Bible says it is a blessing. What is more a blessing to give than it is to receive. So we have these blessings that God has blessed us with. And still we are not thankful enough to see what he has blessed us with. In this time of recession we're going through, we're thankful to have clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, dinner on our table, a roof over our head. Don't matter if you get a little small place, a little big place, don't matter. You are blessed. A car, someone don't got a car, even gas to put in your car to get where you need to go. Bible says that he even sustains what? The birds and the fowls of the air. Just think of what he's going to do for you. We need to be more thankful. And for those who are blessed, and there's some that are blessed more than others. And God expect us to do more with that. We were talking about that in Bible class last week, wasn't we? To whom much is given, much is what? Required. We have these gifts. And some of us might be one of those people that say, well, that ain't going to happen to me. I'm recession proof. That's me. My stock portfolio looks so good. My credit is so good. You just wait till you miss one of those meals. Till you ain't got nothing. Christ said, without me, you can't do nothing. I tell you that when God has blessed us with something, we need to do good unto everybody with that. He don't bless for us just to hold it back for our own self. It's an opportunity for us to do good to everybody. And we got to step out of our comfort zone sometimes. And sometimes Christians, you going to come up and let him come up in here like that? He dirty. He don't smell so good. He ain't so nice. As Christians, we are not to have that attitude. Because if God had the attitude with each other, none of us would be here right now. God has blessed us with it, and he expects us to do right with it. He didn't bless you to just hold on to it. Ecclesiastes 10:6, it said, folly is set in great dignity, and rich sit in what? Low places. Low places. So if your status or your money defines who you are this evening, then you need to look into yourself. So going down, it said that, verse 20, and there was a certain beggar by the name of who? His name was Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, and he was full of sores. Those same people laid out on the street, struggling into the church building, looking for somebody, something, laid out by the gate. At your mercy. And all we can do is do, sometimes as Christians, we just do evil unto one another. Evil. And sometimes it's worse in the house of the Lord. Some of the people out there do me better than the people inside the church. I walk in there, I got people looking at me cross-sided. People giving me the left hand of fellowship. This is supposed to be a sanctuary. And who are you to look down on me? It's a hospital. I've got the same wounds you got. Same wounds. And if you don't need to be fixed up, then you need to be shipped out. Because I need them working on. We talked about all the folks, all the saints that are in the hospital having surgeries. Those got cancer. Those are sick. They need to be in that hospital. They need to be there. If you just think that you're holier than now and you drop straight out of the sky, the Bible said the only man who didn't do sin was Jesus. Neither was no gal fell in his mouth. The Bible says, for whosoever shall give you a cup of water in my name, because you belong to who? Christ. Not to you, not to somebody else, but you belong to Christ. And that's the way we should be representative here. Not just here, but everywhere. Outside the church door. Everyone else. Because you belong to Christ. So he's sitting at the gate. He's laid there. Just the same one that you pass up every day on the street. Sitting there. And in verse 21, he said, and he's desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Desiring to be fed. And we working on the physical right now, but I'm going to get on the spiritual a little bit.
Go ahead, brother.
You see, he's sitting there. And just like those who are lost, wandering, laying there, but at our mercy sitting there, waiting for somebody. We're just waiting for someone to tell them about that somebody. That one. That man, waiting for the Bible says that he, in verse 21, is trying to be fed and fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man. Say, just some crumbs. Just give me a little bit of crumbs. just as Lazarus was trying to be fed with those crumbs that was coming down from the rich man's table, so all these people desiring to be fed, seeking to be fed with the crumbs of the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man that he eat thereof shall not die. It's John 6:50. You look it up. Just as he waiting for those crumbs. We got folks out here waiting, seeking. Hey, brother, can I ask you something? We walk on past them. Or can I ask you something? We walk on past them. What is it that when we become Christians, to make us think that we are no longer supposed to deal with the outside world? What is it? What is it in us to make us think that we are not supposed to help those who need help? The question is, who helped you? Who brought you? How many people stood there and talked to you for hours and hours and hours about the one church? About how you need to get saved. About where your life is going. About where your life is headed. About what's going to happen if you die outside these church walls. How many times? But yet when we get in it, like that man in the Bible who gave him, who's getting. And then when it was time for him to forgive the other man, he sat there and he said, you know what? Forget it. I'm not doing it. See, a lot of times we forget where we came from. Bible said he even brought us up from the what? The miry clay. Yes, Lord. And set our feet on some solid ground. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us, we know what? We're still sinking. Yeah. Yes, and sometimes we can't help those and we can't feed others spiritually because we starving spiritually. All right. We ain't got no food to spare. All right. How can we give something to somebody that we ain't even got our own self? Right. We starving. Mm-hmm. You can see our spiritual ribs. Look at us. This is a sin-sick hospital for battered souls. People seeking to find God. We turn them on away. Mm-hmm. Verse 21, desiring to be fed, and more of the dogs came and licked his sores. Yeah. And in verse 22, it said, and it came to pass. And I'm tied up because I ain't going to be long this evening. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. All right. And the rich man also died and he was buried. One was lifted up and carried out, and the other one was just buried. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Have mercy. You see, sometimes we always say the same people you mess up on your way up, you're going to have to meet them on your way back down. And we can keep acting like we holding it now and nothing going to happen to us now. But when storms and situations come in our life, each and every one of us get hit with that storm. And believe me, when God puts you down, can't nobody get you up. And all we can say is, Father, have mercy on me. That's it. Have mercy on me. You see, we ain't the ones, we weren't the ones begging. But now who begging? God have mercy on me. And he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham far off, seeing him. You see, that's the thing about, I always trying to think, Brother Jones told me a long time ago, the worst thing about hell, I think, you know, you're going to be tormented, you're going to be burnt up, it's going to be fire. But the worst thing about it is knowing that you have the opportunity to do good. The knowledge that you have now. I heard a saying that we all be geniuses, you know, if we all thought in hindsight. All be geniuses. But the knowledge that you had to obey the gospel, to tell somebody else about the gospel, to tell your mama about the gospel, to tell your brother and your sister, your friends about the gospel. You never mentioned them to me. I went around and you didn't say nothing. In fact, I didn't even know you was a Christian. I didn't know you was a child of God. Why didn't you act like it? Why didn't you help me? You saw me going down. What's wrong? You got people screaming out, help me. You know they need help. But why didn't you do it? Bible says he lifted up and tormented. Seeing Abraham far off. And Lazarus in his bosom comforted. Comforted. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And send who? Send Lazarus. Send that same man that we passed up on the street. That we want to have nothing to do with. Send him. Send him. Please send him. That he what? He may dip his what? The tip of his finger in some water. And what? Cool my tongue. Cool it. He was talking with a hot mouth then, wasn't he? Now he isn't cool. Now he need to be cool. The Bible works on every one of us. And I believe that we can learn everything that we need to know from in this book. Each and every one of us. Lord, Story, you do good unto all men, all people. You be good. Especially those here. Especially those here. We're trying to save souls here. In the way that we act, we turn a whole lot of people away because of the way we act. You cause people to lose your soul. Bible says, cause not your brother to stumble. A lot of times we cause, excuse me. I see it. I see it. We cause them to stumble. Knowing that, and a lot of times, a lot of people, a lot of Christians, a lot of fellow Christians aren't as spiritually strong as I or myself or someone else. We cause them to stumble. We need to bear them. Whatever you're going through, let me bear. Let me help you. Can I help you with this? Can I help you with that? What's going on, brother? What's going on, sister? If we only care about myself, ourselves. That attitude is not going to get you into heaven. There will be none of that in heaven. None. None of that. But if you don't know how to live and act down here, how do you expect to get up there? This now is a, what we call it, I call it a tryout. To make God team. It's a tryout. Bible said when he come up, he come back, he going to be what? He going to root it all up. Those who may be sitting on the bench, he pull you up. Go to work. It's too many souls sitting, waiting. You know people at your mercy every day? Just like that rich man at your mercy, begging. Somebody want it. They may not say it. You know, a person and you know they need something, but they may not say it. But they need it. That's Chris, that's our responsibility. The Bible says go out and teach all men. All men. All of us. As Christians. And then finish it off. He said that he wanted to dip, you know, his finger in some water and cool his tongue. For I am tormented in this flame. And Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime, you received good things. Good things. God has blessed you with good things. Good things. You may go through life and you ain't, God ain't blessed with nothing. God has blessed you all with good things. Even if you don't think you have as much as you should have, God has blessed you with good things. And he has blessed you with the ability to give to others. He has blessed us all with good things. Big or small, don't matter. He blessed us all. He says, son. Don't that sound like when you get in trouble or something like that and your daddy talks to you? Son. Remember that in your lifetime you received good things. And likewise, Lazarus, what? Evil things. But now he is comforted. And now you are tormented. As Christians, we know the Bible says that we know to do good and do what not, it is a sin. And we are to do good unto all men, all people. Bible also says, treat, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I don't know anybody who want to get treated like that. Nobody. If you do something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. Treat people all the same. Be more kind. Have more fellowship. Respect one another. But even if sometimes we ain't going to like one another, you don't deal with them. But you ought to love one another. You ought to love one another. Jesus said, I give you a new commandment that you what? Love all men. Even as I have loved you. Love. Who are you so big enough that you can't love? God has loved you for everything that you've done. Who are you that you can't love? God has forgiven you for everything that you have done. Who are you to not forgive? For all you, everything that you've done, trespasses, sins, falling, your shortcomings. Who are you that you can't forgive and forget and let go? Let go. And some of us holding on to some stuff that happened a long time ago. You got to let it go. You can't keep dealing with this stuff. If somebody else don't kill you, that stuff will kill you. It'll kill you. And then it'll kill your soul. Because you didn't forgive. The Bible said forgive. We need to let it go. And we need to do, speaking to the church, we need to be more kind and have fellowship with one another. This is a house, a home of Christians. Bible said, let there be no what? Division among you. Don't matter what that means. We ought to speak the same thing, and it's in here. This is where we come to common ground, right here. Right here. Let's remember to continue to be kind to those out. Remember those who need help. Like you said, your Christianity is 24/7. You can't to put it on and take it off when you get home. Someone put it on, take it off like a shirt. Then forget to wash it, bring it back, it's dirty. You didn't sin, you stand up and repent of your sin. We all fall short. I ain't thinking about what you did. I don't care what you did. I ain't got time to think about what you did or how you did it or who you did it with. It don't matter to me. I'm not God. The Bible said, you don't fear men. But you fear him that can kill both body and soul in hell. Let us remember to continue to do all good to everybody. It's a mindset of a Christian. Jesus went around doing great works. Great works. His apostles went around doing great works, blessing them, healing the sick, preaching the gospel. Continue. Teach one. You know what did Brother Lance said? You teach, what is it? Teach one something? Each one teach one. Each one teach one. We don't want it at the judgment day when you have somebody sitting there that could have been a Christian saying that I didn't have an opportunity because you didn't tell me. Get involved. Yes. You need to be more humble to one another, respectful to one another. Yes. And God will bless us. Yes. Like that rich man. Let us not be like that rich man. No. Let us be more accepting of others. Amen. Not accepting of what they're doing wrong or trying to get in their business and stuff like that, but accept that they, all of us have issues and problems and we all need help with them. So if you're not a Christian this evening, or you just need repentance, and if you're any Christian, you need to become a Christian this evening. First, you need to hear that word. And you just heard it. John 8:24. Excuse me. Romans 10:17. They need to believe it. John 8:24. They need to repent of your sins. Luke 13:3. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. They need to confess the sweetest name on mortal tongue. They ever live. Then you need to be baptized for the remission of your sins. Yeah. This is not a church where we just sprinkle on you and hit you over the head and stuff like that. You go down in that water and you become baptized. Yeah. And most important step after that, you live your life like a Christian until death. Amen. The Bible said that the race is not given to the swift, but those who endure. We make sure that we live like a Christian and act like a Christian. Yes. Not just act like it, but we walk the talk. Yes. Jesus walked that talk. Yes, sir. And we should do the same thing. Amen. So if you're not a Christian, you just need prayer this evening. We're going to stand while you sing the song of invitation.